Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is currently 8:15. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Working from home, as are so many of you and just about all of our staff. A lot of people in Louisiana are doing that as well. Stephen Wagesback joins us, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We'll get a check on Louisiana businesses and how they're faring. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. What is the word on the business street, if you will?
Is yuck an appropriate word? Is that okay?
Well, it's the best one you can say on the air.
Yeah, that's right. You know, look, these are challenging times on so many levels. Obviously, the health of our community and our state takes, you know, our top priority. But right under that is we're trying to prepare for what life looks like on the backside of this. And, you know, we're talking to businesses of all sizes across the state every single day, getting their feedback, trying to connect them to what we call lifeboats, basically opportunities, loans, grants for them right now to stay afloat and to go on the other side of that. And, you know, some tough conversations every day. And, you know, initially when this started, it was definitely the hospitality industry. It was hotels, restaurants, Main Street retail. Those are the ones we were hearing the most from. But now it's the ripple effect has set in, and there's not an industry in this state that's not feeling the pinch on this. And so as we start to hopefully start looking at flattening the curve a little bit and start thinking about, you know, how to get this economy wound up again, we're working hand in glove every day with these businesses and trying to help them figure out a way to get to that backside as healthy as possible.
This SBA, what is it, PPP program?
Yeah.
Is that a nightmare? How's that working out?
No, it's not a nightmare. Actually, it's a dream come true for a lot of businesses. You know, when it was rolled out last week, and again, as a reminder, this is the loan program that Congress created. And what it did is it put about $350 billion into local banks around the country and told those local banks, loan these out to small businesses under 500 employees. And as long as they use those dollars for, you know, payroll, mortgage, utilities, or rent, then you can turn that into a grant, whereas the business doesn't have to pay it back. Last week was the rollout. The banks were a little frustrated and confused. Some of the guidance wasn't clear. It was a rocky road last week. But, you know, to give the banks across this state a lot of credit, they didn't give up. They kept grinding with the federal regulators and Department of Treasury. That guidance has been improved and become more clear, and we're starting to get a lot better feedback from how the experience is going from banks and small businesses this week. So we're hoping that the trend continues, and it must be going pretty well across the country, because already Treasury Secretary Mnuchin has said he needs more dollars for that program because of how successful it's been. And Congress, I think, is signaling that they may do that even by the end of the next 7 to 10 days, pump more money into that program. So it's now off and running. If you're a small business, you can apply today. If you are self-employed or an independent contractor, you can start applying on Monday. And the best way to do that is go to the local bank or local lender that you trust the most and start a dialogue with them as soon as possible.
By nightmare, just to be clear, I didn't mean from the bank standpoint, because I think a couple of different things happened. They didn't have, as you just said, the proper guidance from
That's
the
right.
Treasury Department. I don't think the plan was fully developed before it was rolled out. And from the other side of it, the banks were kind of overwhelmed with the response, because they're not built to handle this kind of thing, are they?
No, they're not at all. I mean, traditionally, if you're a bank, if you do SBA-style loans, you're used to doing them with your SBA personnel, going through the SBA website and approval process, and basically the SBA delivers the loan. You're just the monitor. In this new process, you know, and this was Congress's attempt to try to make the process easier, it goes directly to the banks and the banks manage the process. So since it was basically a new language, everyone had to learn how to speak on the banking side. It was rocky last week, but, you know, our hope is that as we get another week into this, where the language clears up, everyone understands how to enforce this thing, then it will maybe become a model for the future for other opportunities as well. So it's an innovative approach, and thus far we're optimistic. And it's important to remember, if you're a small business looking for this loan, if it turns into a grant, look, that's great. That's a wonderful dynamic, but people shouldn't think this is a big gravy train for small business. This isn't giving them new dollars to do big expansions or anything. This is giving them dollars to literally keep their doors open for the next couple of months until the economy gets turned back on. This is literally just a lifeboat to get to the backside. And that's where the real work is going to get in of making sure these businesses remain viable 3, 4, 6, 8 months from now.
If you have any questions or comments, if you're a small business owner, about the SBA PPP program, or about anything as it relates to Louisiana business, text it in 87870, please. And I'll pass it along to Stephen Wangusback, President and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. 820, time for traffic, WWL. 823, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Stephen Wangusback, President and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Stephen, tell me how to pronounce the acronym because I always mess it up.
For LABI?
Yeah, LABI. There you go.
LABI or LABI, either one. Right. We'll answer to both.
All right, so some of the questions that are coming in here, don't know if this was asked. Rumors are if you applied before Friday or on Friday, the system crashed and you need to reapply. Do you know anything about that?
So your local, whoever you applied with, I would circle back with them. I think what happened is a lot of banks, especially since the guidance wasn't clear, they were maybe taking applications but not able to process the application because SBA was overwhelmed. They should be fixed now, but I would check with your local lender and they can give you that guidance.
Somebody texted in here and said, I did the disaster loan app on SBA site last Monday. I've not even gotten an email. I reapplied this Monday and still have not heard back, even sent two emails to SBA. Any suggestions? I'm a little bit confused here, Stephen, and I'll chime in a little bit in terms of, are you applying with a bank or are you applying with SBA? And is the bank loaning out the SBA's money and then the loan is between you and the SBA? Or is the bank loaning out money that has been given to them and are they the one that services the loan? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense, and it's a great question, Tommy. The truth is Congress put in place a couple of different options for businesses because they wanted them to have options. It's basically multiple tools in the toolbox. The most common one is the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. That's the one where the dollars are sent to the local bank, and you apply to your local bank. But there's also one called the EIDL, E-I-D-L, which is the disaster loan. That is administered directly from SBA. That's a different program. And so the person who texted you the question, it sounds like they applied for an EIDL loan. Those are through the SBA. Unfortunately, the SBA is completely overwhelmed. Those are the federal bureaucrats and regulators, I don't mean that in a bad way, who are trying to deal with the volume, and I think they are overwhelmed. The good part of that loan is many can qualify for a $10,000 grant pretty quickly, and some of those have gone out. But I think because of the volume applications, SBA is totally backed up. So what I would tell the caller is, unfortunately, keep banging on SBA is for that one. But they can also put in a loan for the PPP at their local bank, and that one may come in sooner than the EIDL, and then they can just switch over to that one.
Is it going to work better for you if you go to a bank where you already have a relationship?
I think so. I mean, you know, there's always an eyeball-to-eyeball comfort that folks have when you can do that. And the other piece is the PPP is the one that can be converted to a grant. So if you use that money for payroll, mortgage, utilities, or rent, that turns into a grant that a small business does not have to pay back. The EIDL or disaster loan that's from the SBA does not have that same quality. You still use it for the similar expenses, but it doesn't convert to a grant. You actually have to pay that back. It's over 30 years at very low rates, but still it's a loan, not a grant.
In terms of approving the loan, is that each bank's decision to make, or are they following, is that what you're talking about with Secretary Mnuchin and what the rules would be? Do the banks have any discretion other than to follow, in terms of personal relationship? If perhaps somebody wouldn't qualify, but the bank has a personal relationship with the business people and they know they're good for it, walk me through all of that, if you would.
Yeah, and this issue is really the biggest problem the banks had last week. Basically, what the SBA did by Congress direction, they said, look, banks, here's a lot of money. Give it out to small businesses. If they can prove to you that they're using the money for payroll, for utilities, mortgage, and rent, then you should forgive the loan, which converts into a grant, and then we'll pay you back on the back end. And the bank said, whoa, hang on. We've never done this before. We don't know how to monitor payroll. We don't know what proof do you need on mortgage, rent, utilities. What are we asking for? And that was the confusion last week. And so Treasury went back and defined their regs a little bit more. So now what the banks are telling us is like, look, it's still new. We're still, you know, trying to figure out this new process. But now we have more guidance from the SBA and Treasury. We know the documents to ask for on your payroll and your mortgage and utilities and rent. And so now the local lenders pretty much use that template to decide how much you can qualify for, and more importantly, how much of your expenses can be converted to a grant. So follow your local banker's advice on documents to a T, because they're the ones at the end of the day who are going to be talking to SBA and Treasury a couple months down the road saying, listen, this person used it for all the right reasons. That should be converted to a grant.
60 seconds left. So as a sole proprietor with two employees, says this text, is the PPP program supposed to cover my employee salary only, or do I include my salary as well? Trying to figure out how to complete the application.
So it can include your employee's salary unless your employee is a 1099 independent contractor. If they're a 1099 independent contractor, that 1099 employee needs to file individually.
Now, what about the owner themselves?
Yes, they can apply for themselves, and they are allowed to do that. That'll probably be taken on Monday, starting on Monday, when self-employed individuals will be able to put their applications in.
Stephen, I appreciate your time, and I hope we talk to you again maybe next week to get the latest update, because it's all about business, man, I'm telling you. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Tommy. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Lobby, LABI, President and CEO Stephen Wagasback of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. If you go to laba.com, laba.org, you'll see, learn about Lobby's Benefit Center, and they can help you out. All right. What's that? What'd I say? It is LABI, LABI.org. Anyway, taking a break, coming back for WWL. Right now we take the break for news, then we come back, talk with the Commissioner of Agriculture about what effect COVID-19 has had on farming. Back in a flash, here's Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.